Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
A dose of art atmosphere with classical rock and jazz music at the Sterling Club in Sofia, where art collector Antoni turned a two-room office suite into a work of art from the end of the 19th and the turn of the 20th century. The antiques here offer locals a veritable round-the-world trip and foreign guests the authentic atmosphere of home. At the Sterling Club, visitors can leaf through old books in different languages under a Saudi Arabia candlestick. An Austrian cabinet from 1900 is full of books about Bulgarian tradition and folklore, but also works by Tolstoy, a history of French literature, short stories by Jack London, and much more. Or you can raise a glass, sitting in a Belgian chair at a French table, and see cigarettes from 1919 and a vintage ashtray from Australia. From Wednesday through Sunday, you can take pleasure in the paintings by Emmanuel Vasilev or a watercolour in frames that are works of art themselves to the sound of live music.
What I like most is the camel, a toy from the year of 1900, says Sterling Club owner Anthony. I also love the harmonicas, which are very rare. I have been collecting them for years, and it gives me great pleasure to play them. But what thrills me most are the paintings. Any chance I get, I rescue paintings. In these times of crisis, art sells for peanuts. But if you try hard enough, you're sure to find something interesting. That was how I collected objects from America, for example, from Peru and Chile, also from India.
The Sterling Club is a wonderful place where friends can meet, but also see, all in one place, medieval wood carvings, similar to the wood carvings at the church in Bujana, which is on the UNESCO World Heritage List, and copper American Indian figurines.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.